made the promise, let's stay with it. God promised it, no matter, you've got to have a battle. If ever thing comes lazy, why, what are you overcoming? They overcome by the word of God and their testimony, the blood of Christ. You've got to overcome something, and you've got to have some obstacles, and people are different and fuss with you and tell you you're holy rollers and things. That's put before you. It's a trial.
Amen.
If you haven't got that, then you're not even in the battle. What do you join the church? What did you join the army and get training for? To lay around, strut up and down the streets and show off? That's the way some Christians act.
Amen.
That we want to be looked up to. You ain't going to be looked up to. You're going to be looked down on.
Amen.
For all that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecutions. Pick up the sword, cut everything free from him, and keep going on.
Hallelujah.
Joshua, Caleb, still the people. They said, we can't take it, we just can't do it, that's all. See, they were looking at the Amalekites. Joshua and Caleb was looking at the promise.
Hallelujah.
That's the difference, depends on what you're looking at.
Amen. Oh, yes.
Joshua said, we're more than able to do it. We're more than able. Why said they're only bread for us? Why? They look great. They are great, but we have great bread.
Yes.
Said God gave us a promise, and the fear of us is up on every one of them.
Amen.
Yet they're different with us, yet they're scared of us.
Amen.
Sure. Said the fear of the Lord's up on every one of them. They're scared to death of us. Said, let's go take it. God give it to us, so it's ours. Let's move on and take it.